Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So sadly, there's a 17-year-old boy, Zach Didier, who had overdosed on fentanyl. And Chris and Laura Didier found their son, slumped over his desk inside their home in Sacramento, California. The son appeared to be asleep. And then they had found that he had overdosed. They feared the worst, tried to bring him back to consciousness. The former U.S. military service member, Didier, used his CPR training to try to revive him, shouted at his other son to call 911. Medics arrived. 10 minutes later, they realized they couldn't do anything to help him. And he lost his 17-year-old. Coroners arrived and they couldn't initially figure out why he was just slumped over his desk. So either natural causes or fentanyl. And the father was like, fentanyl, how would that, you know, get into the house? Why would we have that? But what the parents learned was that their son had purchased what he thought was Percocet from somebody on Snapchat. Instead, he got a counterfeit pill that was made up of fentanyl. Zach's mother, Laura, said we had never heard of counterfeit pills. We never heard about drug dealers preying on young people through social media apps. This was not something we had any knowledge of, nor did our neighbors or our friends or Zach's classmates. She goes, I mean, we were all completely blindsided to learn that all of this was happening. So he was able to get a medication that killed him and poisoned him on social media. They said all the other parents that we knew, all of his soccer team, all of those friends, none of us had ever heard of a counterfeit prescription pill that had only fentanyl in it as the acting agent. They also learned that social media is a very common platform. You can get whatever you want on social media at any age, and I had no idea that that was going on. This is what the parents told Fox News. So while social media is quick to ban the former president and to limit us when we talk about COVID, you know, science evolving, natural immunity, apparently they don't know how to limit people getting poisoned and buying illegal drugs. Synthetic opioids, primarily illicitly manufactured fentanyl, have become the primary cause of overdose deaths in the U.S., deaths linked to fentanyl among adolescents between the ages of 14 and 18 have skyrocketed year over year. It represents 77% of adolescent deaths among teens last year alone, according to the Journal of American Medical Association. And it's usually one shot that can kill you. It's not people who have been doing it for years. They just they aren't prepared. Their bodies aren't there. It shocks them, it stops their breathing, and it's very easy to overdose. They said one-time users are most likely to die from it because they have no tolerance. They don't have any idea what they're taking. So last November, the CDC released a report that over 100,000 drug overdose deaths in the U.S. during the over 100 in a 12-month period ending April 2021. That's an increase of almost 30% from the same time a year before. 3 out of every 4 Americans who died were killed by synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl. So it wasn't us doctors writing Lortab for a bad toothache. They're getting this from, you know, other sources than doctors, especially for those numbers. Dr. Wright said overdoses started to rise when heroin started getting laced with fentanyl as a filler to push out more product. It's been happening in the Northeast, and the reason was because it started out just being mixed with heroin. The heroin on the East Coast tended to come from China, and it was in a white powder form that was really easy to mix with fentanyl. Dr. Wright added that it wasn't a problem on the West Coast until the past 10 years, when a production of a particular type of heroin known as China White slowed down. China got a lot of pressure from the U.S. about this when it first started becoming a problem. They quit making it as much, but what they do is they send the precursors, like the base chemical compounds, to Mexico. And so that's how it's getting up in here through Mexico. The addiction specialist also pointed out once prescription opioids aren't as available, then they were looking for other things to keep people hooked and found that fentanyl was a great way to do it. And sadly, here was a young boy, not sure why he felt like he needed the Percocet, but sadly, when he took it, he was found dead. So since their death, the parents have used this experience to inform other parents the dangers of counterfeit pills and the open drug markets on social media. If we had known about this problem, if we had seen a news report about this or seen a program in our school about this, we would have had a specific conversation. But the thing is some of these kids, they just don't think that if they are going to take something like that, it's going to be laced. They go, oh, I trust so-and-so. I go, but how do you trust that person? There's no trust. And it's poison. Fentanyl is poison. Anything that you take unwillingly that kills you is poison. And these kids are getting it. And they're dying at home with the parents downstairs. It is so frightening. And what are we doing to stop it? What are we doing to limit the drugs coming in? Well, we're cracking down on doctors. We are making sure doctors do their CME and they don't get to renew their license until they prove that they are writing less narcotics. We've been writing less narcotics for years. This kid did not die from a doctor's prescription. He died because he got a prescription over online media, over social media. He felt like he wanted a Percocet, and why a Percocet? Maybe to get buzzed. Maybe he gets headaches. Maybe it makes people concentrate more. Who knows? People use narcotics for a variety of reasons. Sleep. But instead, it had fentanyl, and he died. And if the parents don't know, they can't give him Narcan. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer today. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Linda calling from Ohio. Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Hi. Thanks so much. I want to just tell you how grateful I am that you were advertising or telling us all about how important it is to know side effects are things to be aware of as our teens even consider information. Mm-hmm. I would just love to see you keep expressing that.
Thank you.
I also wondered, this, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, you all knock it out of the park, and I would like to compliment your behind-the-scenes people, too, for what they do.
Yeah, they're anyway. Amazing. I'm very blessed. They're good guys.
Excellent. Would it be possible for you to put out a list of the cautions that you have offered us today? You know, the social media wanting to basically endorsing illegal drugs, the bad medicine that's counterfeit, the counterfeit pills that are out there. Do you think there's a value in you making a handout or something that we could receive by email that we could send to the schools so that during the summer they could be sending this info to parents, just giving them heads up? And I have a team that I love. And one of the things, she's gone through a whole bunch of, I would say, heartache issues for a teen, anxiety disorder, divorce, change in schools, move to new a new state, a suicide attempt. And she declared herself trans in, I would say, February or March of this year. And I was thrilled when she shared it with me. And I said, I'm happy to listen. I would love to see you proceed with caution. And there's information that you can gain from what you're hearing trans-favored people and medical people say and those who have an opposing opinion. And I said to her, and if you can move with caution and not, because she's very good at self-control, she's reflective, she's willing to listen. I was hoping that that was the right thing to say versus engaging with, okay, I'll call you by your new name. I'll endorse every change you want to make. I'm really throwing out two big things, the advertising to us so we can get past information and then this trans question.
Right, right. So, thank you, Linda. I do have a blog and I do write articles and I'll see if I have something already published. And if not, we'll try to get something published. Or I'll try to find something that some of the either American Academy of Pediatrics have already written. So I'll try to see if I could get something like that posted on my Facebook or Twitter or website. Cause usually I do warn parents. I wrote a piece on all the texting little mnemonics that kids use and emojis that have double meaning, so parents could be aware if their kids are doing drugs and things like that. I wrote a piece on that. It's ever changing, and so trying to keep up with it has been pretty difficult because once they realize that we grown-ups have figured out what they're saying, they come up with new ones. But I'll see what I have, and I'll see if I could post it. If not, then I'll come up with something more, because this is very, very scary, kids getting Percocet and narcotics and drugs over the phone. In terms of having a transgender child, I have a transgender niece who transitioned to a niece, and you want to be, you know, supportive, like you said, and there's two different ways to do it. Children sometimes are cautious, and they don't know if we are being passive-aggressive or if we are lying. And so sometimes, like you said, if we're like, okay, whatever you want, I'll call you whatever, that's fine, that might not work well either, because they might think that you're nervous or that you're just giving in, and that might not be exactly what they're looking at. They might be looking for a conversation. You know, talk to us about what you want your new life to be. You know, why do you want to be female? Why do you want to be male? And how do you see yourself? How would you like your home to change? How would you like, you know, to have it a conversation rather than, okay, you told me this, that's what we're doing, whatever you want, you know, I'll change the blue to pink. That's not what, you know, the average child wants. The average child wants to know that their decision was respected, their decision was justified, and that they could have an adult conversation with you. So I think that's great. I also think it's important to seek a medical professional to help, because there are going to be medical concerns. There are going to be, pubertal and post-pubertal concerns that they have. And then, as I've always said, there needs to be some very honest discussions about fertility and understanding that a lot of kids can't make their mind up on if they want to have a child when they're in their 30s. So you want to find a specialist that understands that their desires could change. There's been many people who have transitioned that wanted to go back. They said, you know what, this isn't for me. So, yeah.
Okay.
So can I ask how old your daughter is?
This isn't my daughter. It's a teen that I love. She's almost 16.
Okay.
And when we were talking about I said, there's been a lot of things on your plate in the last 5 years. Can you just share those with me? So she did, and I was bulleting them. This was a long-distance call. And so when she was finished, and I said, can you see that you're feeling anxious and overwhelmed? That's so justified. Look what's going on.
Yep, yep.
So I was just trying to invite her. And one of the things that she knows as friends, we love her no matter what, and we're going to have her back no matter what. And I tried to make that clear from years ago. But anyway, so when I said to her, and would you be willing to talk about brain development? She said, sure. And I said, so my research has showed that our brains aren't fully developed, the adolescent brain, till, I said, almost in the 30s. And she said, really? And I said, so when you're almost 16, this is the caution part, I said, I'd like you to just think, while I feel this way today, my brain may say, that really isn't the best thing if when you turn 20 or 30. So I was just trying to invite her into new thinking.
Yes.
Just being open to the caution side of things.
That's so important. And
but
it's
she
good.
Did say, she said, I don't... She said, I don't like when people say, because I've been through a divorce or there was a suicide attempt, that's the reason kids go trans. And I said, well, I just want to tell you that research offers that there's truth to that.
And well, and again, you know, one thing about teenagers is they don't want to be mistaken. They don't want to be misconstrued. They misinterpreted. I'm trying to think of the right word, misunderstood. So many, when somebody does decide to transition, they want the world to feel it's because there wasn't an impetus or something else you know, sadly, a lot of teenagers have thought of suicide, and so they can be exclusive of each other. I really, though, would like her to have a professional, in addition to the family that she has, supporting her, because sadly, many of the depressive issues do not resolve and could sometimes exacerbate during transitioning. And so if she has had a thought of suicide in the past or an attempt, that can come back. And I want to make sure that they, you know, they aren't looking at the transition to be the panacea to some of their issues when it could sometimes exacerbate some things while they're going through the challenge of transitioning. But that would be my advice. Make sure she has a medical provider guiding her, a team of them, not just one.
She does see a therapist, and she has received psychiatric care because she also has medicine for anxiety. Mm-hmm. So there has been some medical and support involved.
Right, yeah.
But the fact that you're recommending a fertility person would be even more specific, so...
Well, also, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, when a child is thinking about, you know, I don't want to be, I'm assuming she wants to transition to male, right?
Correct.
Yeah. You know, some women, some teenage girls, it's because they can't stand their period. It's because they can't stand the way they feel every month. They don't like the breasts. They don't like the way they look. It's not that they necessarily want to be a man. It's that they don't want to be dealing with a lot of these things that they have as a female. And so also you have a huge population right now that is considering transitioning, but it's not that they want to be a man completely with testicles and penis and all that. It's they don't like certain aspects of being a female. So sometimes you want, you know, a doctor that's going to help her transition, you know, be aware that there might be some aspects to their biology that they still want to keep, such as their fertility, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and she has made comments about not being happy with her biology, her physical look.
Right.
You know, even transitioned to the boy haircut. And I said to her, but you may change your mind. And I said, and so that's why I use the word proceed with caution.
Right. I think that was great, Linda. All right, Linda, thank you so much for calling in. Please keep us posted on how that goes, okay?
All right. Thanks again. Right.
You take care. Thanks for calling. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States recently crossed $5 a gallon for the first time. Speaking from just outside his vacation home in Delaware, President Biden shares his thoughts on how high energy prices could incentivize people to invest in renewables.
We have a chance here to make a fundamental turn toward renewable energy, electric vehicles, and not just electric vehicles, but across the board. And that's something we should be, my team is going to be sitting down with the CEOs of the major oil companies this week and having an explanation how they justify making $35 billion.
Today marks a national observance for the Juneteenth holiday. Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, when enslaved African Americans in Texas formally received word they were free. USA Radio News. The pain goes on for some travelers as the Juneteenth holiday weekend wraps up. FlightAware saying there have been more than 500 cancellations for flights within, into, or out of the United States Monday. The number of delays is hovering around 1,500, the delays being caused by weather and a pilot shortage. A good guy with a gun is being called a hero in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Austin police are reporting a Texas gun owner defended himself and another woman from a teenager who allegedly tried to rob them at gunpoint in Austin, Texas last week. 17-year-old Jalen Reed is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon. Reed was already convicted of a series of robberies in 2021. Police say he was released from juvenile detention on May 27th. He cut off an ankle monitor 2 days later, then committed 9 robberies in 5 days.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Maria wants to know if I have any data on side effects for the 6-month-old COVID vaccine. Okay, so, or the COVID vaccine for 6-month-olds. That's what I think she meant. So, most of your health districts are going to be rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine. Again, COVID-19 vaccine. That's a 3-year-old virus, for children aged 6 months to 5 years old. And as that's beginning to be rolled out, we are getting a little bit, you know, more information. Most places are going to probably get the Pfizer vaccine first. The Pfizer vaccine is a 3-dose series. The first dose is given, and then 3 weeks later, you get the second dose. Unlike the grown-up version, where then you're done, you get another one 8 weeks after the second dose. So it is a 3-dose series, meaning by the time the kids start school,
They'll only have maybe two doses in, and then they'll, because you have to wait a couple months after the last one. So they're not going to have it by the time they start school, which is why in California, I don't think they have the vaccine mandate yet. Because some of these kids that would have to have it by kindergarten would not be fully vaccinated by then. The Moderna vaccine is a two-dose series given 28 days apart. So I know some of you guys are confused, but it's exactly the way, well, not exactly, but in terms of the dosing, very similar to grown-ups. Moderna was two shots, 28 days apart. Pfizer was two shots, 21 days apart. The only difference is with Pfizer, they get another one 8 weeks after. Okay? And the dosing is a little different. I think it's only a 3-microgram dose for the Pfizer, a 25-microgram dose for the Moderna. So what about the side effects? How the side effects look? So I have in front of me the New England Journal of Medicine article that looked at the evaluation of the Pfizer shot in children 5 to 11. I don't have the infant information. So all I have is what happened last fall for the older children, the 5 on up. Okay, it's going to take a little bit for us to see what came out with the data submitted to the FDA. Some of the initial data said that there were a couple issues with, I believe, the there might have been a case of anaphylaxis. There were some really, really rare events, but I just don't have the data on the 6-month to 5-year-old. All I have is the 5 to 12. And so of that data, they said most local reactions were mild to moderate. Now, this comes from November 2021. Fever was more common in the 30-microgram dose level group, which was given to the 16-year-old on up, or the 12 on up, than the 10-microgram and 20-microgram dose level groups after the first and second doses. They said adverse events from the first dose through 1 month after the second dose were reported by 43.8% of participants who received two 10-microgram dosings. The 10-microgram dosing is the 5 to 12 dosing. And then 12 on up is supposed to get the 30. But what they did is they tested some of the higher doses. They say one severe adverse event, a grade 3 pyrexia, meaning a very high fever, happened in a 10-year-old on the day of the second 20-microgram dose. Their temperature reached about 103.5 degrees Fahrenheit. Antipyretic medications were used, and we believe the child was fine. They say serum neutralizing antibodies 7 days after the second dose seemed to be a strong amount, and they found that the 10-microgram dose in 5 to 11-year-olds elicited an adequate antibody response. In terms of other reactions, again, in the 5 to 11, there was some severe injection site pain after the first or second dose reported in 0.6% of the participants, but not in placebo. There was fatigue, headache, severe fatigue, headache, chills, muscle pain in less than 1%. Fatigue, headache, chills were similar among those who got the shot and placebo, more frequent against those who got the shot. In terms of systemic events, they were reported more often after the second dose than the first dose. Fever occurred in 8.3% of recipients. They used an antipyretic to take care of it, which seemed to help. And there was one recipient of the Pfizer shot that got a temperature all the way up to 104 2 days after the second dose. From the first dose through 1 month after the second dose, they said adverse events were reported by 10.9% of the Pfizer recipients, but 9.2% of the placebo. Slightly more Pfizer recipients than placebo recipients reported adverse events. The three serious adverse events of two participants were reported by the cutoff date. One was abdominal pain, pancreatitis. One was an arm fracture. They don't think that had anything to do with the vaccine. Lymphadenopathy, swollen lymph glands, was reported in 10 of the Pfizer recipients, one placebo recipient. No myocarditis, pericarditis, hypersensitivity, or anaphylaxis in the Pfizer shot recipients were reported. 4 rashes were seen on the arm, trunk, face, body with no consistent pattern.
They did think they were considered related to the vaccination, but they were mild, self-limiting, and it happened about 7 days after vaccination. So that's all we have, based on the New England Journal of Medicine, of some of the adverse events that were reported. So, overall, that data looks promising. The question I can't answer for parents is long-term. We do know that multiple universities are studying the menstrual irregularities reported with the Pfizer vaccine. And so we can't necessarily say that we know if it's going to affect a child's puberty or affect a child's menses. Personally, I do not feel that if we are being told 100% the truth of this vaccine, I don't think it should affect a child's future fertility. But if we're not being told everything, or there's things we don't know about it, and we do have post-pubertal individuals saying, look, my period is off. It's never been the same. Something's not right. Then that could be a concern, and there could be an effect. But right now, it's not being tested because in that age group, we can't test puberty in the 6 month to 5 year old. And so, if all it is mRNA coding for spike proteins in your body designed to identify the spike proteins and build immunity, it shouldn't affect your hypopituitary, pituitary axis. It shouldn't affect testicles. It shouldn't affect the ovaries. But again, I have a very open mind because everything is new. This is a new type of vaccine. We are going to mass vaccinate kids. This is, kind of worrisome for parents. And it's not just one shot. It's three. With the Pfizer, you get one now, 21 days later, a second, and then 8 weeks later, the third. The Moderna, one shot now, 28 days later. And then parents have to decide if be up on that series. Now, it's not that uncommon for children to have a three-dose series to prime their immunity. We have that with the hepatitis shot. We have that with the HPV vaccine. So multiple doses, do sometimes come with the territory. But I understand if some parents are concerned. Thus far, I'm not hearing anybody talk about mandating it. But because the vaccine is out, now that's making parents a little bit worried that this is going to be then considered a mandatory vaccine. In California, they've already considered having it mandatory. And I think they put it off. They were going to have it mandated by this school year, and they've put that off for another year. So we'll keep you guys posted. If I get any more information on the 6 month to 5 year old age group, I will convey it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what has been kind of quiet over the last few weeks is the mysterious hepatitis outbreak that happened in kids. And it wasn't from a hepatitis A, B, C, D, or E virus. They thought it might have been from an adenovirus. And we've had multiple theories kind of circulating. Is it COVID inducing this? Is it that our immune system is down because we had our kids masked up and not traveling and not at school, such that when a typical adenovirus came its way, it was more severe than mild? Well, a small new study from Israel describes a potential link between this liver injury in children and long COVID. We still don't know for sure what's causing this mysterious hepatitis, but now they're starting to really look at COVID. A lead study author and experts agree that it's too soon to tell whether prior infection with COVID-19 is behind the recent rise in cases of hepatitis in kids with no known cause. So since April 2022, Health officials around the world have been monitoring this mysterious outbreak. In the United States, there are at least 290 cases, according to the CDC. Globally, at least 700 cases are under investigation in 34 countries, according to the World Health Organization. They said what makes this pediatric hepatitis case so mysterious is that we don't have a known cause. It's not looking like the typical hepatitis virus induced or some of the other causes. One theory was, were we giving kids so much Tylenol because of COVID that they ended up hurting their liver? I mean, we've had a whole bunch of different theories kind of circulate. So cases have, or we're trying to explain why we've had these pediatric hepatitis cases pop up. They said the number of cases detected since the fall of 2021 has caused concern. The CDC recently published an analysis and found between October 2021 and March 2022, there was no increase in hepatitis or adenovirus versus pre-pandemic levels. But there was limited data from the U.S., and the World Health Organization said that other countries have seen higher than usual rates of pediatric hepatitis. Of the 700 pediatric hepatitis cases worldwide, at least 38 kids have needed liver transplants, and 10 have died. Researchers are studying links such as the SARS-CoV-2 virus, adenovirus, other viruses. Still, though, usually adenovirus is not supposed to cause hepatitis in a completely healthy child. So researchers in Israel published findings from a small study. They suggest that prior infection with COVID-19 and its impact on the immune system could be playing a role. The study is called Long COVID-19 Liver Manifestation in Children, and it's published in the Journal of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Nutrition. The study looks at five children in Israel who recovered from COVID-19 but later presented with liver injury. Now, it's a retrospective case series, meaning what happened is they had the patients and then they looked back and saw the data, as opposed to, okay, all you kids have COVID right now, let's watch you. That's a different sort of study. So this study looks retrospectively, it looks back. And basically they say this was an observation we made in the last year or two describing a liver injury type that is likely caused by a post-COVID phenomenon. Post-COVID liver injury has been well documented among adults, and scientists note the data from children is sparse. All five children were between 3 months old and 13 years old. They presented with liver injury after recovering from a case of mild or asymptomatic COVID. Two patients, both infants, had liver failure. They all had elevated liver enzymes, suggesting inflammation or damage, and the most common symptoms were jaundice, abdominal pain, nausea, and weakness. All of the subjects were previously healthy and tested negative for the usual culprits of liver injury during extensive workups. So they don't think the liver injury was because the virus infected the liver. They think the immune response started to mess with the liver after the virus left. And that's what we see with long COVID. Long COVID could cause fatigue, brain fog, cough, GI symptoms. Now, I personally think the virus is still active. I have a very, very tough time thinking that it's just your immune system chronically being active and alert. I just kind of feel like the virus might sit there. But the working theory is the virus is long gone and your immune system is acting up. The scientists posited that, is it posited or posited? Posited. Or they postulated, they posited. It's a big word. That after recovering from COVID-19, the immune system may be primed to react differently to infection, leading to liver injury. The adenovirus is still the leading theory, but it's weak. They said they stained in the liver for the presence of adenovirus, and it was negative. An adenovirus was not found in the livers of the other patients. So we have spoken about this multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, a condition in which organs and other parts of the body become inflamed, and it has been reported in children with previous COVID. And we do know it can cause liver injury. That was one of our first hypotheses for this. But many patients in the study didn't meet the criteria for it. Three of the patients in the study recovered from hepatitis with treatment involving steroids, except the two infants who needed liver transplants. And that's horrible. As an infant needing a liver transplant, that is a long process, and the prognosis could be a tough one. They say the scientists concluded that the likely cause of the acute hepatitis were either a post-infectious immune reaction similar to MISC or the immune system becoming dysregulated after COVID-19 infection. So it might not be the answer, but the problem we have here, one of the patients was diagnosed with hemophagocytic lymphohistiocytosis. It's a systemic inflammatory syndrome, which can prime you to have a dysregulated immune reaction and cause a prolonged or even fatal inflammatory response. The problem I have with all of this is we have a virus that isn't flipping going away. COVID was supposed to be a five-day cold. Goes away, never comes back, you get some immunity, it goes away. That's not what's happening. We are getting new strains, new variants every few months. We are already working on our fifth variant in 6 months of the year 2022. I want to protect kids. I like the idea of kids getting vaccinated. But it looks like people who have gotten vaccinated and boosted still get the virus. So I don't know if the vaccine is going to do what we need it to do in terms of keeping, COVID at bay. I don't want children getting this, but it looks like it's inevitable. I really didn't want my kids getting this. I didn't know if it could cause cancer. I got two boys. And they're like, Mom, we got stuff to do. We're going to college. Gotta go to a party, Mom. There was just no way for me to protect them. They got the vaccine, but, So I wish we didn't have to be vulnerable to this and all the other possible sequelae that come. But we're exposed. We're getting it. All we can do is protect ourselves to the best case scenario. Monkeypox is around. Despite the CDC telling us to have virtual sex or to masturbate 6 feet apart, we have two more states announcing their first probable cases of monkeypox. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services said the suspected case developed in a Kansas City resident who had recently traveled out of state. Then the Indiana Department of Health said it is investigating a probable monkeypox case, but would not release the location of the patient. They said they were in isolation. Contact tracing is underway in both states. Initial testing occurred at state health department labs, and confirmatory testing is pending at the CDC. There are now over 110 cases of monkeypox. Now, they are working to change the name. They don't want to call it monkeypox, but they still haven't come up with a new name yet. California has 24 cases, New York 21, Illinois 15. Houston, Texas has now reported their first case. So we have over 2,100 worldwide cases, over 110 U.S. cases. Not sure why that decided to kind of, pop up, but it has. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.